You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, the home of Milwaukee Black Talk, is raising the bar. Tap into the truth on Monday, January 20th, for the debut of our new shows. Get the drop of juice. Get that drop of juice every morning on Jam It With Juice with Carrie and Ben from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then from noon to 1 p.m., tune in to the debut of the Truth to Power show with Kyle Wallace. Jam It With Juice and Truth to Power will be bringing energy, entertainment, and their authentic truths from a millennial perspective. So don't miss the highly anticipated debut of Jammin' with Juice in the Morning with Benjamin and Carrie Noni, and Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on Monday, January 20th, starting at 7 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. The next generation has arrived.
It's amazing.
Right. Benny, Ben, Ben.
You sound just like him.
Okay.
I was like, Ben.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Woo, woo, woo. Okay, everybody. So,
did Ricky, were you able to put that up on the screen?
Oh,
on what, whatever
the, on the V-Mix, or
V-Mix,
M-Mix, or
whatever Kyle was saying. The V-Mix.
We wanted y'all to see the picture
that we
of the toy that we were referencing.
Because you just got to see this.
Have to see it.
The little boy that they use in the picture has parts in his head. He got a kid
nice
play.
Nice filly.
Right. He got a kid in play box.
Yeah.
He got a big old nice little smile on his. Got parts on it. And then he got an ankle bracelet. So that's how they think about the cutest of us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That he's a criminal in training. My first ankle bracelet.
We been knew that though.
That picture says so much.
Yeah.
You know, like and if you know it, just go look it up. Just Google, you know, my first ankle monitor and see what comes up. And
exactly.
You'll see it. And you'll be be upset as me.
You will.
Yeah.
You will.
You'll be
such
upset.
Such a cute kid. There you go.
Like Ice Cube said, here's what they think about you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was N.W.A. said it about Ice Cube. But it doesn't matter.
Right.
It was an N.W.A. something. It's still facts. Here's what they think about you.
And that's facts.
So this
facts.
Is what they think about our young people. And so our young people can't get a fair shot.
No.
This is almost certifying what we believe, that we don't get a fair shot when we go to these judges. And these judges are saying, oh, it's not that way. You committed this and you did that and you got to do. No, they had their mind made up when they saw.
Because they at home already kikiing about it. Like, let me tell you about this young man I got coming in tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
And she's posting, reposting. And not even did she just laugh at it and saw it. She thought it funny enough to send to someone else. So even if she mistakenly sent it to this other judge, which she's going to say it was a mistake, I didn't mean to send it.
Mm-hmm.
But she just said, this is my husband's idea of humor. Well, you married to this dude, so how you feel?
Right.
I was just going to say,
exactly.
I wonder what his position of power is, because I'm pretty sure that they're kind of in the same line of work. So.
Yeah, maybe they some type of power couple, but it doesn't matter, because that's the person that you have chosen to spend your life with.
So you
mean to tell me he's a blatant racist,
mm-hmm.
and you ain't?
Okay.
Right.
No. Exactly.
You
exactly.
want to?
Yeah.
Exactly. Y'all cut from the same cloth.
Right.
All right. Listen, since we're talking about crime and how
mm-hmm.
they view us,
mm-hmm.
Walgreens mm-hmm. has decided that their anti-shoplifting devices have backfired.
Oh, yeah.
What are they anti-shoplifting
devices?
Well,
you know how, you know, if you go into some of these stores nowadays, you know, whether it's Walmart, Walgreens, whatever.
Mm-hmm. You can't
they got,
get nothing.
You got everything locked up.
Yeah, we talked about that. Was you on here when we talked about that? Because me and Telly and Homer was talking about that, and we got into it. And because I was like, you know, Walgreens only does that in the black neighborhoods.
Yes.
And I've seen several places, because I was in Aldi, too, and they done locked up the whole dishwashing and dish and clothes, Tide and all that.
And then
they ain't got nothing else locked up in the store, but they got that.
And now they do it if they unlock it.
Clothes.
They not gonna hand it to you. They gonna take it up to the desk and be like it's at the desk waiting for you.
Right.
Like they done had this is a gold bar.
Right.
There's some soap or something, bro.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But see, this is what I said, and this is what I repeat, is that when they do that, and like the Walgreens have been closing in our communities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And my theory and what I often think is that they blame us. They say, "Oh, we're stealing from these stores. We're doing this from these stores. So we're not making no money. We're going to close this store." The truth of the matter is, box stores are going the way of Blockbusters.
Yes.
They're
going the
way of the Red Box and all of this. They are the dinosaur in merchandise selling, because if I can get everything I want off a line, only thing I need to go to Walgreens for is to pick up my prescription. So instead of saying that their motto of making money, their business model of making money is a dinosaur now, they're gonna and it's forcing them to shrink their infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying that, they're gonna say, "Oh, these black folks are stealing, blaming us."
Right.
These black folks, just like this judge, have preconceived notions and stereotypes. These black people are stealing, so we'll say our shrinkage is not because of us losing money,
right.
It's because of them stealing. When that's not the case.
That's not the case. Yeah. That's
no,
not the case.
Because y'all losing money not only because people are stealing, right? Yeah, that's going to happen any and everywhere. But there have been so many times where my husband and I have gone to the store and things have been locked up, and you're trying to do your shopping and it just isn't like giving you like a peace of mind. Like, now I have to wait for you to take it to the front and I could possibly forget it.
Right.
I'm just going to leave.
Right.
Now you're not getting any of my money because these $12 beaters back here are locked up.
Yeah,
like,
no,
we will just leave the store. And like, I don't know, someone said like, it's only like in the black neighborhoods, it's in the black areas, but then also the areas that are highly populated with homeless, where the homeless population is a little bit higher. So I live in Madison, and I know like Madison is heavily populated with homeless people, and every Walgreens, no matter where you are, all the hygiene products are locked up. Like, anything that you can think of, like shampoo and all of the things are locked away. And it does say, like, do I really want to shop here? Like, I got to call somebody every time I need this and that and that and this.
If I'm going to a store these days.
A convenience store.
Any store.
Yeah.
It's about my, you know, feeling, my experience when I go in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so for me, if I got to step, now, I always tell people, 90% of the time, if you gonna lose me as a shopper and lose my money, it's at the checkout.
Yep.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
It's at the checkout. I will leave a cart in a minute. Mm-hmm. In a minute.
Yep.
I'll be like, oh, don't let me be with my sister, because shout out to Thel.
She's like,
Man, my sister tell you, oh, we will leave double carts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Girl, do you see how long that line is? Do you know they had to go unlock or something over here to get to... No, we ain't doing all
that's
that.
How losing
That's how they're losing their money.
The poor experience.
Exactly.
That's what they're saying in this post. You got everything locked up. You're making it so that I feel like a criminal myself. Like,
I feel like a child. Wait 10 minutes for every item that I need.
Right, and I gotta press this button, and then I gotta wait. So I become adapted to it. If I press one button, I know already what I want. I'm like, come with me, brother.
Yeah,
and then we're gonna walk to this next spot.
You my private shopper now.
Right, because if y'all gonna do this, this is how it's gonna be.
Exactly.
And that's the fact.
Exactly.
And let me tell you this. My experience with Walgreens going back to high school has always been that of, I don't really like Walgreens. In high school, I used to go to Riverside.
And
Riverside Tiger. That's what's happening.
Oh,
and you know, it's the Walgreens right there.
Yeah.
So we was in there, and the dude was following us around, right? And so I'm like, why are you following us, man? You know, we had Miss Berry, so we was black on, if you know Miss Berry. Shout out Miss Berry. And so my sister was leading protests. That's just the type of atmosphere Riverside was. You know?
Right.
And so I'm conscious of it. And I'm like, why are you following me around? Because I'm black, you following me around. So we start getting into it with these people, and they tell us, just get out of here, shoo, and he shoot us. And I'm like, oh, you gonna shoot me? So I'm like,
you won't ever get my money.
I was an angry young man then. And some people might say I'm still an angry dude. But anyway, so I hauled off on this cat. Like, okay, this is what we're doing.
Right.
Pow! And so it was a big rumble in the Walgreens. And I'm not saying that's acceptable.
Right.
I was young. I made a mistake.
Right.
I'm not saying that's acceptable. But it happened.
Right.
But it happened because of the pressure that they provided, they put on us, because we was just young black men in here shopping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody was stealing them. We all had money. Nobody was stealing them. We just came from football practice or something. And nobody was on that. But they following us around because they believe in the stereotypes that corporations like Walgreens are permitting to permeate.
Oh, they're pushing it. Yeah.
Right.
When they say, when they lock stuff up like that, that's what they're telling the world. The black community is stealing stuff.
Yeah.
When the facts are, white people steal more than us. White people commit more of the crime than us, but their stuff is not locked up. I guarantee you they still stealing stuff out there.
In Brookfield. Yeah.
But they ain't got their stuff locked up because those white people will be offended and be like, why is everything locked up in here? Yeah. Why do I have to do
this? They will stop going. So that's the thing that you have to do, and that's why Walgreens is losing so much money. It's not, like I said, it's not because of the theft. It's because people are, like you said, Bailey, walking out of line. No. Or, you know, going to get the shampoo and they can't. Yeah. So it's like, I'm leaving.
Yeah. I mean, I vote with my money all the time. I'm not, I mean, I'm just not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm
That's
not
how
doing
you gotta
it.
Be. You gotta vote, like you just said. What'd you say? Vote with your money?
Vote with your money.
Every single time.
That's real talk. And you have to support people that support you. If you go in the store and everything is locked up, they not supporting you. They believe you a thief. Yep. That's what they think. So why am I going to keep shopping at this this particular store if everything is locked up?
Yeah, exactly.
I would go all the way out to Cold Spring. Like, I live on Juno. I would go all the way out to Cold Spring to the Walgreens out there just so I could be treated well.
Yeah,
and just so I don't have to worry about stuff being locked up.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know?
You go into the Walgreens on 35th in Wisconsin, not only do you got to press the button, but some of the buttons done got knocked off because people mad.
Goodness,
so now you got to go down through two different aisles to find a button that worked.
Like, oh, I don't want this.
Right, I don't want this. But you, like I said, you're going to follow me over here, fam.
Right. You know? Right. You know what? Let me give it to you real. I can't. I have no patience for that.
None.
Mm-mm. Ooh, look, it happened to me and my son. We got stuck in Seattle two years ago at Christmas time. Our luggage, we couldn't get our luggage. So we got stuck there for like 2 or 3 days. So we had to go buy some, you know, some stuff.
Yeah.
Went right into Walmart. Everything locked up. I mean, and out there, it's shocking to me. Out there, it is shocking to me that everything they got is locked up.
It's crazy. You can't tell me that people stealing that much.
They got everything locked up out there, but they have a huge homeless population.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this was in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huge homeless population. Yeah. And that's why almost everything you could possibly think of was locked up. I felt like I was going into a prison, going into the store.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that crazy for me. I just, you know, one off the Truth Talking text line, Mel said, Walgreens is getting hit hard. Businesses have come to realize that our money is not worth the problems that come with us.
Wow.
See, I can't agree to that. And that's my theory. I cannot agree to that notion. And I believe when we talk like that, and I don't know the nationality of this person that's talking, but when we talk like that, we are regurgitating stereotypes that have been placed upon us that we are thieves and this, that, and the other because of the way that they're responding to us. We don't know their internal workings. Like, I guarantee you, there's no way that you can tell me that the Walgreens in the inner city is being stole, stuff is being stole from there as much as the Walgreens in some of these suburban places, some of these more affluent areas, because people go out there and steal too. The kids out there just steal just to be stealing. You can't tell me that the crime numbers, because when you look at the crime numbers, all of the crime is happening. It's not just happening in the inner cities. It's happening all over the country, right?
Exactly.
And even though the murders and stuff like that are down this year and stuff like that, but that type of stuff that we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
most of the we aren't the ones that they losing money from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we only a certain percentage of the population. What are we, 25-30% of American population?
We just said Madison, Seattle. Yeah. Like, this isn't just a localized, like, Milwaukee thing or urban thing, a black thing. Like, this is happening
all
over
across
the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our population number is so small, you can't tell us that what we're stealing is causing your company to go out of business.
Exactly.
When there's 70% of the nation, 70% of part of the nation that is not us. So they must be doing it too. Cause just us, you guys still got 70% of your sales, right?
Very true. Yeah. Very true.
And Daniel on the talk text line said you don't even have to go in to pick up your prescription anymore. They can mail it to you.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
At least that's what he knows of. CVS note. He goes to CVS and they mail it to him. So that's what it really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody
yeah.
even exactly. coming in here
right.
anymore.
Walgreens, so does that too though.
If I don't have to come in for my prescription no more, because that's a lot of the sales, that's their anchor.
That's their anchor.
That's their anchor business. pharmacy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that brings people in, and then while I'm in here waiting on my prescription, I go over here and get some. Because it ain't inexpensive. I go here and get some. I go there and get some. But if I don't got to do that, I ain't coming in no more.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're talking about how Walgreens anti-shoplifting measures have backfired on them. We're going to talk more. We're going to get to our callers on the line right after we come back from break. You want to get in on this? 833-212-1017. You're on Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Big boy. Air Force One.
Truth Nation, get your tickets now for our first annual Truth Community Awards on Friday, February 28th, celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. Visit 1017thetruth.com to purchase your tickets today. They're only $25, which includes heavy appetizers, a drink, and a great time hanging out with your Truth family. Don't wait. You do not want to miss out on the best community awards event of the year. Visit 1017thetruth.com to buy your tickets to our first annual Truth Community Awards at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel, Friday, February 28th, starting at 5 p.m. All right, y'all. We got to go to our Truth Talk and Text line right out the gate. The caller, or should I do Tyrone first?
You better call Tyrone.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the caller.
Caller.
Okay. See, caller, you are on Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth with Kayla, Damien, and Bailey.
Kayla.
Hey, how you doing? What's your question or comment?
Hey, Bailey and Damien. What's going on, brother?
What's happening, brother?
Good morning. Good morning.
When it comes to prescriptions, my suggestion is there are pharmacies in most hospitals, and that would be something, a way to help begin divesting from even walking in Walmart when you don't have to. Walmart being the monopoly it is, there are some items that a lot of people find cheaper there. But when it comes to Walgreens, they have been way too high, way too long, and been robbing everybody, no matter what your race is, blind for the exact same products, many of them that you can get at Dollar Tree for probably half the price or more. So good riddance to Walgreens, because they, you know, like I said, their prices are too high for them to even be worthwhile for us.
You're right.
And the other option is, the post office does also deliver prescriptions, and people who get regular prescriptions, for example, my mom, being older, has certain prescriptions that she have on a schedule, so she actually has a little bit more of the medications that she might need for certain things. And so she has that in advance, which is a good idea in the event that there is a shortage at some point, particularly after the 20th, if you understand what I'm saying. things that you may need might not come as rapidly, because things don't work as well when certain people have certain jobs.
All right.
Certain jobs that should be a black job right now had America done what was right. So I think divesting, y'all seen School Days, it always worked when you hit them in the pocket. And I want to send a shout out to Costco for their statements on diversity and inclusion, because many companies, Walmart and a whole lot of them, Y'all remember the Juneteenth ice cream and all that crap?
Crazy.
Right,
was lynched. And now that the Orange Dude is coming back, they've decided to remove their support from those efforts because they blow like the wind. But Costco has made a statement saying that they are committed to continuing those efforts. And one thing would be is to put the one way to do that and to show that would be put more of their stores in areas where you don't have to probably get Uber, Lyft to bring it to you, because I think the nearest one to our community would be Pewaukee. So,
right.
Well, they're not near us. New Berlin, I think, is probably the closest. So,
right.
You know, maybe that'll be the next thing that they'll do. They'll see that, you know, they probably could take some business from away from Walgreens and Walmart, and maybe they'll do better by the people who they say they support.
All right. Well, thank you, caller. We appreciate you.
God bless y'all.
God bless you, too. Tyrone, you're on Truth Be Told with Kayla Lewis Allen, Damian Lindsay Elsie, and Bailey Cole.
You was going to mess my name up because you've been messing her name up. You was going to make me Lindsay Allen.
I was. If I could just go by first names, I'm just saying. Everybody got 18 names. You got one, too. Okay.
Well, good morning to my queens, and my kings there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bailey. Good morning, Kayla. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Milwaukee. Tyrone W. speaking. Indeed, yes. And the brother, that was a good call before me. And I'm not going to try to suck all the air out the remainder of the show. I just wanted to say very quickly, you know, the only thing I really basically would get from Walgreens is, you know, my chapstick and stuff. Keep my lips just like this temperature. Now, I can't be having no cracked lips.
Okay.
And stuff, you know? So my lip chap, maybe my scented candles. You know, you go through, you know, got the aisles with the candies and stuff there, you know, all year round. So maybe grab me some Tootsie Rolls or some Tootsie Roll Pops or some Bitter Honeys, you know, my little miniature candy bar, stuff like that, and maybe a drink or two, and get on out. But, you know, basically the pharmacies, once that goes bad and they start locking everything up, you know, Isaac Cox has a pharmacy. Outreach has a pharmacy now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about Clinton Rose. Double check that and see if that's a possibility. But possibly Clinton Rose, and also the health center on 3rd Street there, which is the sister outlet of Isaac Cogs on Silver Spring. Check those and see if they've got pharmacies. I'm not sure about Clinton Rose and the one on 3rd Street, but Isaac Cogs for sure and Outreach for sure. That makes the driving for some people a little bit more, especially if they're coming, you know, like you know, I'm out this way on towards 76th Street, and I know Bailey's a little bit further than me. If she's out toward, like, you know, Calumet or, you know, Brown Deer, that's a good drive, you know. So something that's a little bit closer, you know, Clinton Rose is close to Isaac Cox is close to me. That would be closer, you know, but for those, you know, some people that have to go even further, you know, then we would have to go East Capitol for outreach and other places like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but if they're locking stuff up, yeah, I mean, you know, people eat every day. People need toilet paper every day when it comes out the other end. So are you locking up the toilet paper? I mean,
right. I'm okay.
they've got to get real. I mean, they're making their money year round. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're making money on candy just from Halloween through Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, then Valentine's Day coming. So they're making money, revenue year round.
Yeah, they are.
Even, you know, when the seasons go through, you know, then all the sweet stuff that's sold during the summer and stuff, all like that, you know. So they're making money, and then your taxes, you know, you're paying into taxes already. You're talking about April. You won't get your refund till like April, May. But you're 4 or 5 months in paying already, and you don't get what you got paid last year till 4 months into this year. But you're already paying this year that you won't get back till 2026.
All right.
So and they're running interest on that and do something with that.
Yeah.
So, but I can be on here for hours and hours with you, but I just wanted to drop some, you know, food for thought. Love
you
all. And,
love you too.
Yeah. It's really something the way they want to make money from us, but they want to treat us in any kind of way.
Right.
Spend your money in the places that it needs to be spent,
and
then, you know, we'll look at them and say, well, how you like me now?
Exactly.
Love you all.
Exactly. All right.
What was that brother's name?
Tyrone.
Anytime somebody say, I ain't going to take up a lot of your time.
Right. That's what you can get.
That's going to take up a lot of your time.
I ain't going to before you too long.
You might as well just chalk that up. That's exactly. Like when somebody say, Sunday morning. I ain't going to do, I don't mean to be disrespectful. Take no disrespect for this.
Right.
They about to disrespect you.
Exactly.
So shout out Tyrone.
We got to have you.
Yes. Another one off the True Talk and text line. Y'all want to get in on this conversation. The number is 833-212-1017. You can text us if you don't want to call, but we love hearing your voice. Winky Blue, you are on Truth Be Told with Kayla, Damien, and Bailey. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to your whole cast. You know, I'm sitting here listening about the Walgreens deal, and I've been looking at that, and Walgreens really hasn't been able to bounce back after the George Floyd phenomenon across the country. It was easy pickings for most looters, you know, and most thieves that just go in and Raytheon stuff, just take stuff. What we need to realize, though, all you guys are saying some great things. And one caller, the lower caller, called in talking about Costco. If you want to look at a real racist place, Costco, they don't even hardly hire black folk. I know one black girl is the manager. She's a little manager. But other than that, Costco don't got no Negroes working. And the closest one to us would be Menominee Falls, right out there. If you live on that west side, you know, that northwest side be right there in Menominee Falls. But I tell you something, Walgreens, they should have been at some incentive to keep the doors open for that pharmacy, actually, because at least you get some counseling with you feel better anyway talking to the old pharmacist. You know, we talk about mail-in stuff, but there's no face behind those mail-in pills. Mm-hmm. You know, and I tell you, I'll be totally honest with you that Walgreens is expensive, but it's a convenience stop.
You know,
and we keep on talking and we keep on putting our black folk out of business. That Walgreens, believe it or not, is not a high-end paying job. But there's black folk that actually work Walgreens, that actually have a job there. And we just keep on squawking. Black folk, we got to stop and realize that at some point, somebody got to keep working. If we keep on talking and talking and running our mouths because other people want to put them out, other white folk now want them out the way so they can move forward in their prosperity gains, and they use us. So what I want to say is this right here. I understand Walgreens. I understand the high prices. It's convenient because I'm an entrepreneur and I did a little retail. So I understand that. And they are a little higher. But at the same time, look who's going to be put out of jail. And it's not actually, it hasn't bounced back. And the mayor and all of those guys around the country, especially in urban areas, should be petitioning these people to stick around, to have the open door policy. They got insurance. That's what insurance is paid for. And I'm going to get out of here. But I had to throw that in there because I was just listening that one way, and forgetting how many people. It's just like we did to Woolworth. Well, Woodworth had his problems in the 60s, but sooner or later, there's no more Woodworth. There's no more Ben Franklin. There's no more real dime store, but we got the little Dollar Tree stuff with the second stuff, the soap that you put on to get you real good.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I'm out.
All right, Wiki.
He's about to give us a rundown of soap.
Okay.
He took us all the way back to Woolworth.
Yes, he did.
Sitting at the counter and segregation. That's where they closed.
Exactly. Okay, we gotta run the break. We got another caller on hold. We're going to get to you when we come back. But when we come back, we're also going to talk about this United Healthcare doctor. Now, she had her patient ready for surgery on the table. Mm-hmm. She's about to go in. She scrubbed down. And she gets a call from the insurance company. That's like, crazy. Shut everything down. We're going to talk about that after the break. Plus, more of your calls and everything. Our True Talking text line, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter right now, 1017 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah. Round, round, round. time we go. You jamming this morning, Ricky.
Okay.
Yeah.
101.7 The Truth. You check it out. Another edition of Truth Be Told.
First time we heard pop.
With Kayla, Damien, and of course, yours truly, Bailey Coleman. Okay, look, we're going back to the Truth Talking text line. You want to get in on this conversation. 833-212-1017. James, you're on Truth Be Told. What is your question or comment?
Well, I just wanted to comment about Walgreens. You know, I've kind of seen it coming that they was going to be moving out of our neighborhoods and everything because I think they seen their money loss coming because I think they doing the stuff that they sell on the floor is separate from the pharmaceuticals. But, you know, personal hygiene stuff really costs a lot of money. But I had people, I could sit in a bar and come buy their stuff from Walgreens, whatever, like 2 for $5 for any dang thing because people come in there and take orders for stuff that you want. They ain't going to clear them out. So I don't know if that's one of the reasons why, because they know where their product is being sold at in these places once they take it.
Oh, wow.
I just wanted to say that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, James.
Yeah.
We go.
I've witnessed it on the one on King Drive. Like, I've witnessed
what?
It. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, girl. Okay, so look, we're going to shift the conversation just a little bit. We're still going to talk medical. There was a doctor. And she did, Ricky, do you have that, the post I sent you last night? Okay. So she's at work, right? And she gets a call. And it's the insurance company.
Me a job.
And they like, hold up. Wait a minute. You about to go operate. Hold on. Who you operating? Susan Q?
Mm.
Okay, look. We got some questions. No. Before you go in. You ready? You got the audio for me? Okay, Ricky, play the audio. Thank you. Just listen to this. It's crazy.
It's 2025 and insurance just keeps getting worse. I just did 2 bilateral deeps. And 2 bilateral tissue expanders for patients. And I've never had this happen before, but during the second deep, I got a phone call into the operating room saying that United Healthcare wanted me to call them about one of the patients who was having surgery today, who was actually asleep having surgery. And, you know, said I had to call right now. So I scrubbed out of my case and I called United Healthcare and the gentleman said he needed some information about her, want to know her diagnosis and whether her inpatient stay should be justified. And I was like, do you understand that she's asleep right now and she has breast cancer? And the gentleman said, actually, I don't. That's a different department that would know that information. And I was like, well, she does need to stay overnight tonight. And you have all the information with you because I got approval for this surgery and I need to go back and be with my patient now. But it's out of control. Insurance is out of control. I have no other words.
So did they, she went on and did the surgery.
She went on and did the surgery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she did. But is that not crazy?
But had he called an hour sooner,
insane.
Had he called an hour sooner, he probably would have told her to stand down.
Yeah.
Right. Probably.
Yeah, but she was already under anesthesia.
She was already under anesthesia on the table, just waiting.
Mm.
Like, what?
Ain't that crazy?
Y'all tracking people down like that. Her surgery is at 10 a.m. We're going to call at 9:59
right.
to stop this thing.
Mm. Right.
And you know, we talked about this before.
Yeah.
That is their motto of business is to deny as much as they can. And when they deny it, if those people sue, then they'll okay that. But then the people that don't sue, they're making money off of them because they're not giving them the services that they've paid for. That's their motto of business. That's what they've been doing. That's why this guy, Luigi, shot the United Healthcare guy. This policy alone, and you think that they would have stopped it by now because
right.
people are getting shot for doing this. You see how it's affecting other people in the public, and you're going to keep doing it. So now mm-hmm. you don't, your man done got shot for this. And you just move him. Just
from
step.
The very company that she's
talking
about.
And so like they did him that morning, people just stepping over. They still went and had their shareholders meeting that morning. And the guy was shot out front. So that they stepping around the police tape and all of this stuff. They still going to have their business.
Because business is business.
Because the bottom line is the bottom line. The business matters. And that's all that matters. So forget you.
Right.
Forget
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about that bottom line. So if I need, this woman is having... And this is an extreme case because not everybody has breast cancer. Not everybody has something so serious.
Right.
It could be something minor, but it's serious to you.
Right.
Serious enough that you're willing to get surgery for it.
Right.
Serious enough that you're willing to get treatment for it.
Right.
And they denying it at the
last
minute.
Why are you on the table?
On the table.
She getting surgery for breast cancer. And you talking about, well, we don't know if this inpatient is sitting her home.
Does she need to spend the night?
Does she need to stay the night? Yes, she needs to stay the night. This is an invasive surgery. Why y'all just rushing people out the door? Mm-hmm. All those people y'all rushing out the door, guess what? They come right back through emergency.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't time for them to go home yet.
Exactly.
They need to be observed.
But they don't care about that. Send her home. You know, inpatient is $10,000, $15,000 that we have to pay on this patient. So it's her getting her money back that she's paid into this insurance.
Yes.
So they don't want to put it. They don't want to give it back. It's like with the fire stuff. Insurance companies are losing their minds. The fires in California with them canceling people's insurance.
Insane. Yeah.
Insurance companies are losing their money. It's really a racket. I'm starting to believe all of these advertisements I get where they say insurance is a racket because it sounds like it is. They're
it
not
sounds like
up.
It. I mean, think about it. You're paying every month. You're paying so much every month, and almost never anything happens.
And then when something happens,
they can't cover it.
They not covered.
They can't do it.
And we've talked about this in the past. I've had people that I know personally that this has happened to, and it's like so. It's very prevalent.
Yeah,
this is not something that somebody is saying. This is your unique situation,
right?
This is just happening to this person,
right?
Kick the bricks with that.
I mean,
this happens to a lot of people.
Exactly.
Are we honestly reading our policies, though? I doubt if anybody is reading their health insurance policy, their homeowner's insurance, renter's insurance policies. We get what we know we're supposed to get.
Right.
We sign up for the things that we're supposed to. And then we're like, okay, that's all we need to do. But, like, we're not really, like, reading the fine print.
Where it says that they can deny you at their own discretion.
Yeah.
They can deny you.
I mean, but the thing is, even if you read that, at the end of the day,
right?
I still need it if I'm asking for it. So, and what are you going to do about the fact that they said no?
Right.
You can't do anything.
And listen, insurance is expensive, fam.
It is.
That is no joke. Because I've been spoiled most of my adult life because I've been working for the city since I was 22. And so because I work for the city.
You done had it made.
I got it made. Mm-hmm. So then you start looking for I just did all the humbug. Let me see how much, insurance would be if I stopped working for the city.
$500.
You
know?
Right.
And that was years ago.
It's going to be, the dude told me, he's like, I can tell you a price right now, but because Trump is in office, it might go up in a couple months. So call back in a couple months. And then I'll get you a real price. But if I tell you something right now, it's not going to be the same. But what he said then was like $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I got kids. So it's like $1,000 or something.
It is,
And it's going, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
And even then, you're still, and I'm thinking like, okay, I want to get the same type of stuff that I get.
Yeah.
That I would have
to be
with
comparable.
The city.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You know, that don't exist.
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. You with the city. That's some, they made that up on their own.
Yeah,
that don't exist in the real world.
In the real world.
No. But you're like, wow.
Keep your day job.
Yeah.
If only for the insurance.
Yeah.
Right. You like, wow. So I say all of that to say people are paying a lot for this insurance. And then to have somebody cut you off at the table when you need it.
Insane.
That would make me.
That would drive anybody crazy.
That would drive anybody crazy enough to travel, to get on the bus. Travel to New York and shoot the CEO. That would make anybody crazy. If that happens,
not that we condoning that.
We're not condoning
that,
but I understand. Like Chris Rock says, I'm not condoning it, but I understand. I understand where they come from. That anger that comes because your loved ones, somebody you love or something that happens to, and I don't know if that was the case, Luigi, but somebody you love that happens to, you're going to be upset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to the True Talker text line. Andre, you are on Truth Be Told with Kayla, Damian, and Bailey. What's your question or comment?
Hey, good morning. I was basically calling about the health care, and it is out of control regarding the health insurance and the whole medical industry. Mm-hmm. My wife went to have an exam. Literally, we were in that office for less than 20 minutes. I guarantee you, less than 20 minutes. It was like $1,800 for him to do what he did. And literally, he didn't do anything. I mean, he just took a scope and looked. But, it was $1,800. So the whole industry is chasing their profits. And actually, the health insurance is basically they're keeping pace. And then what they can't keep pace with, they turn it over to you. And that's why your premiums go up every year. And that stuff is out of control. So when the government at the one time was trying to, when Barack Obama was trying to get a rein on that and got all that opposition, because they pretty much tricked everybody into thinking that, oh, well, it'll be worse. It's going to be worse. It's already worse. And it's going to get worse because there is nothing to stop it. So if the insurance charge more, the doctors charge more, the doctors charge more, the insurance gets charged more, the insurance say, well, we ain't paying all this, you get charged more.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. Thank you, Andre. We appreciate you. All right.
Andre broke it down.
All right.
Don't
he
get
sure
it one
did.
Way or another.
He sure did. Okay, we got to go to our final break. When we come back, it's the truth of the matter. Y'all get ready. It's 101.7 The Truth. Truth be told.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I get hyped for that part.
101.7 The Truth. You are hilarious. You can turn it up a little bit, because see, I like to hear the music. I like to hear the music.
That's the music background.
Yeah, it is. All right, so look. It is time for the truth of the matter. That's how we round out each and every show right here on Truth Be Told. So, Dame, gentlemen first.
This is new for me. Okay. Listen. The common thread between what all of we talked about today, where we talked about the ICE, where we talked about Trump, where we talked about Walgreens, where we talked about the judge, is support people and things that support you. ICE ain't supporting us, so we shouldn't be supporting them. Trump ain't supporting us, stop supporting him. Walgreens ain't supporting us, stop supporting them. This judge that had the little black boy with the ankle brace ain't supporting us. She just got elected to that term. Stop supporting her. Support those that support you. Bottom line, truth of the matter.
Thank you. Kayla.
That is a good one. And for me, the truth of the matter is we are living in some crazy, crazy times. We are living in a crazy, crazy world. And as of next week, Monday, it's only going to get that much crazier. So make sure that you are protecting your peace. Make sure that you are protecting your energy. Make sure that you are taking time away, getting offline, and just finding some time to just sit with yourself and find that peace. And that is my truth of the matter.
Wow.
Excellent.
Excellent to both of you guys. I will say this. I feel like we all need to continue to, especially in this time of change and flux that's about to happen on Monday. It's a different day today than it's going to be on Monday. So get the last bit of your rest in.
Yeah.
Because, that's why I'm excited that this new show that Kyle Wallace is doing, talking truth to power. Somebody got to do it.
Somebody got to do it.
Because they ain't finna do it over in some of these other places. But we got to stand, and we got to all stand together. If we stand together, I'll be standing in the back, though, 92. We're going to watch. But, we there for you. We love you. But we got to do it. We got to stand together, and we got to make sure. We got to make sure that we look out for our kids.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about. We got to teach them now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we weren't giving those speeches before.
You got to start now.
You got to start now.
because they're going to grow up under this and they need to see it.
They absolutely need to see it. And we need to make sure that we do everything in our power to make sure that when we leave here, when we all leave here, that our children have a great society.
Yeah.
So that's my truth of the matter.
I love it.
Excellent.
Okay, so Monday morning, we got a new show starting.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all going to have to tune in at 7 a.m. to get your drip of juice with Jammin' with Juice. Ben Jammin' and my girl Noni Juice going to be in here.
It's amazing.
Exactly. We need to make sure that we support them and show them love and all of that. And of course, my guy Kyle. Kyle Wallace, Truth to Power.
Yes. And all the other shows are
and
staying the same.
And all the other shows are staying the same.
Yes. Tune in as usual, y'all. Tell your people.
Yes, tell your people. Tune in and be here and show that love. It's going to be King Day on Monday, too, so we need to make sure we support that, too.
Yeah, they're going to be live. They're going to be live. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. I'll be back on tomorrow. But they're going to be live. The show is opening up on the 20th, live from Pottawatomie, where they're doing the King Day stuff.
Cracking.
So y'all come through, check them out.
Yep.
Make sure y'all tune in and listen and support those who support you. The truth support y'all.
Yep, absolutely. So until next time, later, bye, peace. Keep it here on 101.7 The Truth.